Then, one day while in the same city, an opportunity arose that allowed them to meet for a second dinner. He asked her to pick him up at the airport. Zealously, she did so, dressed provocatively in tight black pants under a fitted baby doll blouse. To capture his attention, it purposefully showed more of her girly cleavage. But to please herself, she wore her favorite rolling pearl G-string panties. At passenger pickup, she was already wet from the slide of the pearls and the anticipation of what might happen between them. While driving, she noticed and wondered why he was so quiet. It wasn't until they got closer to his place that she found out. In a deep, serious voice, he explained his discontent with her flippant interruptions during his work hours. He told her that before going to dinner, she was going to be taught a lesson to learn to treat his work with proper respect. Quietly listening, she thought, was he serious? No matter, his strict words and tone alone made her moistened female parts ignite. Having arrived and privately pulsating, she got out of the car and followed him inside. Except for the large rectangular table in the middle of the room, his place was fairly barren. Wanting to subjugate her from the start, he told her to have a seat. He explained it would be the last comfortable seat she'd have for the evening. Was he talking about giving her a spanking? Leaving the room, his words echoed in her head, making it difficult to sit still. Trying to contain herself only soaked her pearls even more. Returning in more comfortable clothing, he was carrying what looked to be a large sex toy, Vaseline, and a thermometer. Her eyes grew wide as he reminded her of something her mother had taught him years ago. Before any discipline was to be administered, he would have to make sure she didn't have a temperature. Really? Shocked that he remembered that embarrassing situation when they were kids, she squeezed her legs together and shivered while a quiet moan escaped her lips. Focused, he set down his treasures and then sat himself in an unarmed chair. Waving her over, he had her stand directly in front of him, and daring not to argue, she followed his instructions. It was his turn to finally get to put his perfected fantasy into action. While standing frozen, he slowly unzipped and lowered her pants just far enough to bend her over. Recollecting her love for him as a child, she stood holding her breath. He looked up at her with a dark smile after spying the slippery pearls tucked between her lips, commenting that she was not wearing them when she was a child. Embarrassed, he easily pulled her across his knees, aiming her fanny high for better viewing. Steaming from every pore, she acquiesced. In that very precarious position, he began shaking the thermometer and then stuck it into the container of Vaseline. It felt like she was 10 all over again. She whimpered in expectation of him pulling her cheeks apart and slowly sliding the thermometer between the pearl strands and into her bottom hole. Then he actually did it. Sandwiched between his hand and leg, she could feel her bump pressed up against his leg. Knowing he was watching the slide of the thermometer, embarrassed and twisted with her mind, all of a sudden she was reconsidering her childish behavior. Perhaps she really had been naughty and deserved this lesson. The cool breeze coming from the side window had no effect on her now burning body. Waiting, she wondered if the thermometer would indicate that. Considering what might come next as his arms held her in place, he took the liberty to touch, squeeze, and knead her fanny with his agile hands. Pressing her down against his thighs made her private parts awaken even further. Waiting the 3 minutes was humiliating for her and exciting for him. She worried that if the thermometer were to fall out for any reason, he would increase and prolong this highly intimate situation. She submissively gripped her bottom tightly around, the thin glass tube. Meanwhile, speaking sternly about the changes he expected from her, he said, "This entire exercise is necessary to curb your flippant behavior for future dialogues we share." Sliding the thermometer out of her bottom, he determined that she was completely healthy and her punishment could begin. All too familiar, he stood her up and sternly looked directly into her green eyes. Breathing in unison, their connection was making the room temperature rise. For the first time ever, after standing himself, he leaned in as though to kiss her. Just close enough to smell toothpaste on his breath, she held hers. Instead of kissing, they lightly brushed lips before he pulled back. Swooning at the near miss, her eyes rolled back and her knees buckled. He caught her midair and proceeded to direct her to the table in the middle of the room. Bending her over it, he told her to hold on to the far side of the table with her head down and feet together. Then, without warning from behind, he yanked her pants all the way down to her ankles, stripping her of everything from the waist down, except her pearl jewelry. He watched her vulnerable breasts spill out from her blouse. He could smell her girly scent waft from her now bare crotch. He grew harder and decided she was ready to receive his punishment. Inhaling deeply, he pressed her lower back into the table, demanding she arch her back and raise her bottom higher. Squirming as he squeezed her slippery pussy up against his unforgiving table, she wondered if this was the actual spot where he usually ate dinner. Letting her go, he began walking around the table, watching her vulnerable body's reactions to his pending reprimand. His eyes flashed as though there were more than a punishment on his mind. Her lips had dried from the breathing shallow. Her fantasy had not come close to this very real predicament she found herself in. Everything was blurred. After completing his walk around, he critically examined her position. Her head was down, her ass poised, and her back still arched. Then, like a racehorse just out of the starting gate, his hand began smacking her ass with gusto. He spent several minutes spanking her bottom with a thud or a strike that stung. It seemed he really wanted her to learn a lesson and learn it well. Initially shocked, her ass bounced while uncontrollable sounds escaped her mouth. Her sore backside was beginning to burn. She realized that it was going to be difficult to sit just as he had promised. The spanking and subsequent bouncing jogged her pussy and G-spot to such arousal, she began to wonder if she was going to come right then. He must have read her mind and body because he told her that she was not allowed to come. All of their cells were alive. Her breath was more like gasps, and his sounds were deep and guttural. Her orgasmic hum was in full swing, and his body became completely invested. Stopping just as suddenly as he had started, he turned from her now red ass and oozing pussy. Vibrations were strong and the pause was unwanted. With fire behind his eyes, he teased her by grabbing and turning on his battery-operated toy, a rather thick vibrator. She held her breath, staring with wide eyes at the implement about to enter where the thermometer had exited. With fascination, his fingers first reached for her exposed parts. Lightly touching her genitalia still pressed against the table, he opened her lips slightly and felt inside their hot, soft wetness. She shivered, knowing he had long dreamed of fondling her in that exact place. He smiled wickedly. With her cheek on the table, she bit her lip. Leaning against her back, the space between them disappeared. She felt him pressing her. Heat rose. Their bodies were turned on beyond what could have been imagined. Backing up and glancing between his toy and her bottom, he began lubricating the tip of the dildo, explaining that it wouldn't need much because he'd already noticed how wet her anus had gotten. Embarrassed, She blushed. As he pressed his mechanical toy against her hole, she could feel it opening to his touch. Explaining that he was going to continue this probe until she admitted her indiscretions, the wide, vibrating element sought a deeper place inside of her. Having such a focal point still did not make her forget her sore ass, even though her wiggling lessened. So spellbound, they lost track of where he stopped, and she began. She even pressed against it as her back arched further. He began controlling her movements with the flick of his hand. Their focus had blended as the toy did its job. Waves of pleasure began rising inside of her from its tip. She wanted them to continue forever. Hearing her moan louder, he knew her body was accepting the punishment. His hand continued sending the probing toy deeper between her hot cheeks as her back arched further to its height. Lost, her hum continued to swell. With her head still down, she let go of the table and stretched her arms down towards him. At that moment, he seemed to overlook her comeuppance because he let go of his tool and grabbed for her hands. The toy cleanly slid out of her bottom, leaving only a gaping hole with her juicy pussy just beneath. The view, along with years of wonder, made him wild. With sheer animal instinct, he pushed her further up onto the table for a better view. Her body was as vulnerable as it had ever been, on her knees with bottom high and legs spread. Like a painting under perfect lighting, he assessed the work he had completed. He was turned on by its perfection. The punishment began fading from his thoughts. Now his fingers and access to every piece of her most secret human anatomy was available. Pulling her lips apart with his fingers and breathing in her scent, he gently blew on her protruding, inflamed clit. Still wiggling, she could feel him adjust her pearls as his supple digits pulled, twisted, and pinched her lips gently with the exploration of a 10-year-old. Then he bit the inside of her thigh and she yelped. In reaction, his fingers stiffened just as she imagined the rest of him. It was no longer a dream. The places he had imagined touching for decades were literally staring him in the face. Her pussy was jealous. It felt neglected and was desperate for attention. He must have felt it, because with ease he gently rolled her over onto her back. The cool table, a reminder of her sore, spanked, hot ass. Slowly, he climbed up between her legs onto the table over her. Somehow he was wearing only his shirt, barely buttoned. She could see his chest heaving from breathing heavily. The obvious strength of his muscular arms and legs held him just above her. She dreamt about it, but hadn't yet touched his body. So she did so just then, wanting to know what he felt like, smelled like, tasted like. She wanted to explore him also, every limb, every crevice, and every orifice, all of him. Face to face, staring into each other's eyes, they knew this was a long-awaited moment. His dripping, erect penis wanted to accommodate her pussy's emptiness. At first, he dragged it over her thighs and laid it thick on the slippery pearls between her lips. She grabbed it. It was full and strong, just as she'd imagined. She wanted more. Neither one of them could contain themselves. Without a blink between them, his manhood found her woman's hole, and with slow deliberation, he slid into her, taking time to let her juices surround his hardness, making his journey smooth all the while. In another world, they rocked with ease as their bodies met for the very first time. His rhythm stayed slow, pressing and flattening her clit against its will. She had to close her eyes as their noises grew. Blissfully, they were lost together. Then she opened her eyes, looking deeply in his. They knew it was finally time for their most intimate moment. His mouth found hers. His tongue sweeply swept its inside with caution desire, keeping their final explosion at bay. It was alien and remarkably familiar at the same time. What started with tenderness couldn't help but intensify into an eruption. Their explosion was simultaneous and blinding. With benevolent passion, they were satisfied beyond their daydreams. After all the years of living in imagination, they found they fit perfectly. Lingering, neither one of them wanted anything to interrupt this special fantasy, now reality, they had both lived with for decades. What had started as a childhood crush had developed into a forbidden desire they were fortunate enough to fulfill. With years of waiting, they were finally fusing their fantasies with fact. Both lost in the completion of a long-standing date that was never realized until that day.